Before the dawn wipes serenity from the sun's sleepy eye, and love cursed the morn that swallowed my night. Once, passion sheets were a tangle of flames, condensation dripped off the windows. Our bed has since imploded like a small universe. Breathless clouds emptied their icy cheeks. A hail of tears pelted heaven. Once you had me. Your heart beats in my bosom. Log fires have become embers. Weeping willows have dried. The homeless stir. Working girls sing to forget their integrity. Gift of the gap failed. My words a soup of letters lost in translation. The romance of sunsets were not picturesque enough to save us. Wild pigs piss on truffles. Torrents flushed lilies from flooded hills. Your strokes were like Picasso's brush. Once you had me. My canvas was ripped from affection's easel. I am the suffocating vine hanging around life. Did I want too much? I need to feel you. The consolation is pain. Your eyes are flashes of light. Your voice the wind that speaks to me even in thunder. Everything happens in cycles. Spiders crochet the dusky leaves. Children retire from play. The fragrance of cooking pots torments vacant bellies. Little girls believe in fairies. God forbid the day they discover heartbreak. I sleep better in your shirt. They match your shorts. Your toothbrush tastes of fresh kisses. I pinch myself where you touched me. Your shoes are too big to fill. The dog sits by the door, tail wagging. You are the world. All things are possible. I read the future in yesterday's stars. The old cherry tree is blossoming again. To all things their own season. Nothing really dies. When you come home, it would be as if you never left. Then I will reiterate love's refrain. Once you had me. Stones are the ruins of my indigenous bones. The receding grass is where they've ripped out my beautiful hair in tufts. These hewn paths are the lifelines of my ancient soul. When they trespass, they erode my pounding heart. Where trees flourish, now men of iron and steel bear arms. As plunderers, they pillage without conscience, tears, or qualms. This foul air is the poisonous fume suffocating me. This landscape is the bloody rape of the dying dales. I wish you did not see. Dresses to steal men. Her perfume's a spell, and her nipples too proud to stay hidden. She's adamant her skirt's not short, her legs are just very, very long. I've heard the pervert from next door begging her. Mom calls her a djinn, that breaks marriages. Selma sucks her teeth. She used to wear a burqa. Now she models clothes of film stars. Polluted cries penetrate my walls. I sing the sheaves to muffle the mucky sounds. She weighs my breast, tuts and whispers, puppies. Bent at the sink, she spits mentholated sex. Palms have decorated her big buttocks. She crosses her gazelle eyes at me. I forget not to laugh. Mom threatens to sew her up on the old machine. Smiles at me and says, this one will stay pure. Chews a thumb of cat, then carries on sweeping while chatting to herself. Stunning. I rush to the bathroom, horror. There are red polka dots in my knickers. I use the last pad in the basket, then leave the bathroom as a thief. And this one's serious. Africa's Holocaust. Oh, when they came, the stop of the heart, the drop of the drum. Women fainted, their limbs fell numb. Some fought in vain while others did run from the ghost-faced parents who came to snatch mother from daughter and father from son. With chains, daggers and musket gun, they raped, pillaged, burned down the village before dragging us to their vessels of doom. Bloody, shackled, beaten, bruised, kicking, screaming, dazed, confused. Chains cutting and rattling in the hole that stank. Profiteers of our tears, Lloyds of London, Thomas Cook and Barclays Bank. Vomit and piss washed our septic wounds. Suffocation by defecation. We prayed the Lord would throw us overboard like their infected cargo, who sleep in watery graves. The black, the beautiful and lucky slaves. The dark, the bay, the cold display, the tar and branding and come what may. The weighing, the flogging, the checking, the batched, paired for breeding, the strongest matched. Families forced to perform incestuous acts like beasts upon the plain. The unspoken shame. Fields of malnourished children picking cotton or chopping cane. Slave labor that built England, America, Portugal, France and Spain. Which killed indigenous tribes of the Caribbean. 100 million Africans murdered or displaced over 400 years. A sea of flesh, blood and tears. No reparations, no apology. The final insult, no law was broken at the time. To commit such genocide back then was fine. Apparently. Our England, our dear England. In all her regal splendor, Mom stood pretty as the button on Jesus' shirt and boots. The Lord Mayor cried, oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. Modesty this day has died. Rapunzel descended from the tower, bold as a coot. Anarchy cut off the head of order. Chaos remained resolute. Lords and ministers jumped into the Thames. Vehicles fell from the jaws of London Bridge like braces and fillings. Screams and horns were heard for miles. The three lions scattered in flames, dragons and griffins they maimed. And in the highlands I heard the bagpipes mourning. The colors flew at half mast, order could not be grasped. Hunters fell from their mounts, foxes bowed their heads as a sign of grace, and swans plucked out their down. But her majesty could not be consoled, nor her corgis be found. My dear citizens, red roses, white lilies, red roses. Shrapnel rains down on the Holy Land. Blood and smoke mingle with the blackened day. The beloved search through debris where innocence dared to play. Red roses, white lilies, red roses. Mourners bury their dead on the needles of grass, tiptoeing through cemeteries as if walking on broken glass. Red roses, white lilies. Considerably since the Lord crowned David king. Red roses, white lilies, red roses. No spirit can rest here in peace or settle upon this home. For ghosts white as lilies roam the motherland, adorned with wreaths of stone.
Came like a tsunami of hands upon regurgitating
had landed, but precariously stranded. Those indigenous populace could not be free. Uncertainty haunted, as Europe taunted with the fangs of austerity, and had played lewd with the bankers of Hades, who knew not pity nor shame. While Christos walked upon the waters crying, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou hast taken usury and wickedly gained from the tears of our flock, riddled with debts." And the tide changed, for Sparta could not forget its illustrious past, and the beasts who would devour Greece beneath his lash. And again, white waves and blue skies were splashed with yellow kisses. In the moonlight, even when entertaining other men, the rain turns to mist, then fades slowly like a bad memory. My chest swells when I remember her. Some call it growing pains. I named her Sparkle because that's what she did. Her body killed her dress, her buttocks swallowed her thong. Street lamps accentuated her curves like a film star. Men fell at her feet. She was as beautiful as fire, burning the willing. I'll forever carry the luggage of that first night. She made love hearts out of spliff smoke as I fell into her mantra. Gin scented those temptress lips. Her skin felt invitingly warm, but her heart was cold. Lovemaking was an out-of-body experience. Sparkle had daddy issues, and I looked just like him. Her smile stopped traffic. A stranger once described a black aura around her, though he was colorblind. Forgive me if I go on. Have you ever been in love? Girls hated her. She juggled hearts, apparently even theirs. Sometimes she would finish my sentences, or the last morsel on my plate. Drinks true. I didn't mind. After consuming my heart, what else was left? Lies were syrup dripping off her tongue. Mother believed Sparkle's violet eyes, ebony skin, and red hair were the devil's creation. She took me to hell so many times, I thought I was home. I brought her everything she wanted. My soul was free. I'm still paying the interest. Postcard came with a photo of her pregnant. the man hugging her was her cousin. She needed money for an abortion. She decided to have the child. I can't see it, but friends say it looks just like him. The boy is striking. No doubt he'll grow to be a heartbreaker.